Hi, it's Sean, and it's time for a weekly huddle. The weekly huddle is a time to gather and focus our energy and thoughts on one particular item that might help us in our practice. Today, I want to focus on change and change management and how change affects people and organizations. Everybody says all the time, I don't like change, I don't like change, I don't like change. Well, it's because change makes us uncomfortable. Change takes us out of our routine and our comfort zone and exposes us in areas that we are not completely competent. And so it is normal to have an anxiety response to change. Again, I think we have to reframe this. We're going to change some things in our hospital, and there will be 6 to 8 weeks quantifiably after we change something that people will resist the change. Call it what it is, folks. It's resistance. Psychologists use the terms distress and eustress. When you are distressed, somebody is trying to kill you or chase you. When you are in eustress, you are overwhelmed with possibilities. People who win the lottery experience eustress. People who are getting married have eustress. You've heard Bridezilla? That's eustress. That's somebody like good things can happen in your life that are stressful because they're change. So when you get married, your life's going to change. When you have children, your life's going to change. When you build a hospital, your life's going to change. When you bring a new person onto the hospital team, there's going to be 6 weeks of change. Backing this up just a little bit, we just had our third child. And one of the things I underestimated with Carolina's arrival in our lives was the impact that that had on our family and the dynamics. And it occurred to me, she's 10 months old now, and it really took me till 9 months of her being alive to go, okay, I think we finally settled into the change that comes with just having another human being in our rhythm. And I didn't really expect that because, you know, three kids is more than two. And so when you're going to change something in your hospital, you almost have to bake in some management time of managing resistance. What does managing resistance look like? You got to speak to the people about the why of the change. Remember, we're doing this for a good reason. What is the good reason? It should be connected to a strategic thrust or to an operational value. So there has to be a reason for the change. Or it could be, I'm the boss and I just want you to do this. However, I wouldn't recommend that tactic. But if that's the only reason, that's the only reason. So what is the reason for the change? And reinforcing that the reason for the change is positive. It's something that we agreed upon. It's going to help us reach a mutual goal. Remember that any kind of change that happens in your life, you're going to resist it at first. Even driving a new way to work will freak you out. Getting a new rental car. If you've ever been in a rental car, oh my God, how do you turn it on? Where's this? Where's that? You move to a new house. You don't know where things are. That's uncomfortable. Somehow in hospitals, we think we made a change. We announced the change. Now the change is over. That's not how it's going to go. There will be 6 weeks of resistance. You have to manage the why and you have to manage the how. This is why we're doing it. And this is how you do it the new way. Good luck, but don't beat yourself up if people get discouraged when things need to change.